Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is today for you. Thank you for tuning into the program. You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio Show. This is the Cosmic Philosopher. My name is Tim Aldred, and author of the book Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, Man Never a Sinner. I have an impression, rather, to allude to the title, Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, Man Never a Sinner. I know there are some people that take the title seriously, because of what it means in civilized term. I was just thinking a while ago, the destruction of civilization, and just saying it out loud in my own thinking. White people must be ordered leave all African jurisdiction. they must be told, and not by just one person, but all African hybrid people must realize the fact of that. We are allowing sodomite white people to write history for the civilized world. That is mad. That is a mad thinking. Because a Bible? Sodomite white people write a Bible to save the world of civilized folks? Do you know that the Bible is not written for white people? No. I mean, not because you see so many white people are, you know, going to church and say they are Christians. None of those things are valid. If you are reading and you know what this civilized world is, according to certified world history, white people are coming from what ancestor? Do you know? They are coming from the ancestor of the first evolved humankind. They are from the first human evolve on the planet in Africa. Going back 300 to 400 million years. I mean to say 3 million to 4 million, and not 100 of them, 100 million. No, I meant to say from 3 to 4 million years, according to the world textbook, right? Because the way they calculate scientifically the first human that is called hominid. The hominid are the first point of human existence. They began humankind 3 to 4 million years ago. They didn't speak. No hominid and their offspring were civilized. No, beyond animals, because they are ape-like humans. That's what the World History textbook says. I'm sitting here and I'm telling you that as what I read and learn. And if anybody else has it different, I have the National World History textbook not far from my hand reach right now. And I have Printisol as well, big certified World History textbook. The Bible has no certification whatsoever. The Bible is not a civilized book. Regardless of the things that it says in there, it may say good things, but it doesn't mean that the book is certified. It's not certified. So how do you know those things in there that are even true to be true? You may have reason to know some things written in there. The white people didn't write them. They take stuff that may be written from African sources and use it for themselves. Just as though they call themselves by our names and claim they had these names all along. They are posturing themselves like they were the first Minoans. And then if you say, well, who were the first Minoans in Greece? You see what I mean? All the stuff that we are reading today and think that they are the truth about existence, They're not. These sodomite white people. And if you read the history and know where they come from and how they are talking, why they are talking, it's interbreeding. White people interbreed to become Yamnaya culture, sodomite Yamnaya culture. And that is being played down in the civilized world. And they write all kind of stuff to shade the truth that they today, that we call white people, are interbreeding generation of the Homo sapien. I don't mean of the Homo sapien, because, you know, my head is flat. What I mean is the white people we are looking on today are the offspring of the hominids. And they evolve into be a second level humanity that is called Homo erectus. And it is the Homo erectus that began interbreeding with, let's say, the Neanderthals. Neanderthals come from Homo sapien, the base ancestor, Homo sapien. Okay? Then you have the offspring of the Homo sapien Neanderthals. And these Homo erectus offspring interbreed with the Homo sapien ancestors of the hybrid people, because it is the hybrid people are ethnic group of people. That's what it is. Look into the world history textbook. And you will see what I'm saying, because I cannot afford to be wrong on this. I can't say my own thing. Okay? And I will not try to do something like that. I mean, I stumbled a lot more earlier to say these things, because I have to read them and get more familiar with the outline in the world's textbook. So I am not guessing what I'm talking about now. The world, the human world, is gone to the dogs, to the white people that fuck dogs and fuck all kind of other animals. And they are the ones who have the Bible that is saying, thou shall not screw any dogs. But I tell you what. African people are not the hybrid African ethnic people are not known to born sleeping with animals. I don't read that in the history. And the difference, just reading common history about the African people, how they were created by DNA fertilization in vitro, and how they live in villages over time until the end of the Neolithic age and come down to the Bronze Age. And there was an upgrading of the lives of the African people live in villages. Whereas what is called the emergence of civilization in Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. These white people you don't read anything in the account of them developing elsewhere except in Europe, because they migrate from Africa 1.3 million years ago and go up to Europe and Asia. That's what it says. Nothing else. They were not diverse in any kind of way. They remained the same humanoids. They remain the same species. Okay? The interbreeding is what changed things for them. And they are not the same features and looks like when they were at the Homo erectus level, which is a second development of humanity. So the first development of humanity is the hominid level. That's the first grade of humanity. And they go on. I mean, a few million years, right? Like it is said, between 3.5 to 4 million years. All right. And it is described. They are described in the book, looking. They walk upright, but they hate looking and call the flat-faced man of Kenya. This is where the white people that we're looking at come from. Now, why they don't look like that anymore is the interbreeding. Of course, they didn't like the way they look, it appears. And they went off if they did, I don't have any report of that. But it is widely and commonly reported on in the world textbook that they went after the Neanderthals and interbreed up with them like they were of their species. And they're not. Neanderthals clearly descend from one of one of two subgroups from Homo sapien. These white people that we are looking at here, the report says they didn't speak even when they interbreed with the Neanderthal widely. It's like they didn't leave any of them that don't gone through the Neanderthals interbreeding. Because look at them here today. Look at them. Look at the white people here today. They don't look like no hip. Right? And the only people language, I mean, that is clearly understood are the hybrid ethnic group of people, the Chinese, the Indians, the Arabs, the Hispanics, and I think a few more ethnic group is around that I may not, you know, be reaching to at this time. But there are several groups of the ethnic hybrid people. All right? We are the only one that talks. We are the only human beings created talking. And that's a fact. So let's clear up the rubbish that these white people are writing and talk about Adam and Eve in a garden. Look, let's get this whole bunch of fuckeries out of our civilized world. Because white people don't have an origin to be writing and establishing church and talk about Adam and Eve. It's not their prerogative. It's not theirs. And all they're talking about, they own. Right now, it doesn't take anything for me to, like, blow a light wind and blow them away from any kind of argument that they have to talk about who they are. Because according to them, their history began in America. How do they get their history to begin in America? I mean, they are grabbing after less than straw to represent themselves. And where we are here today, now, we can't go any further with this whole bunch of fuckeries that these people are trying to shape, shift themselves around and behaving like, oh, they are civilized. It's in the book, they're not. They look the way they do because first, they interbreed with the Neanderthals and look better, have a better human appearance. Okay, they don't look like the flat-faced man of Kenya anymore because they interbreed. There's no way they would have been dead long time and gone if they didn't do the interbreeding with the Neanderthals. Well, if they only interbreed with the Neanderthals, they would have dead out and gone because the Neanderthal, the Homo sapien dead out and gone, and which the Neanderthals came from. Neanderthal came from Homo sapien. And so are the hybrid Homo sapien sapiens came from the first Homo sapien. That's the way it is in the history textbook. And that rules all there is humanity as we know. We come from hominid, the human. It's just that they're a different species of human being. The Homo sapien is a different species from the hominid, and which breed the Homo erectus. They are the same species. Homo sapien is not, from which Neanderthal come from, and the Homo sapien sapiens, hybrid ethnic group of people. We come from Homo sapien. Okay? And only Homo sapien talks. So humanity as a whole, regardless of what species they come from, the life of humanity on Earth began first with the hominid that bring our ancestors of Homo erectus. They don't talk. And until Homo sapien came, that brought the hybrid, which the gods used. Not the hominid humans. It's interesting. If you're reading the history, you'll find out, and you will speak like me. I have a little, you know, paralegal education. When I read something, I don't talk about it like I know about it. If I don't understand it, I'm not going to talk about it. So anybody now can give me a call, 347-850-1358. I'm serious about white people go back where they come from and stop lying about who they are. Because I'm ready right now, like I'm doing. I'm telling you, white people are hominid human. The species are hominids. Okay? They're not Homo sapiens. They can brag now that, yeah, they mingle, they mix. But you can't talk about an original thing being mixed and talk about it in the mixed context. That's not where you come from. What you mix up with after you have already, you are already established a species. And you can mingle and interbreed with whatever you want to interbreed with. Your genome and all of your sexuality and whatever it is, it's not from the intermixing. Just understand that. If you don't, understand it. Look, what has been going on over the past 2,600 years? it must come to an end. And it wouldn't come to an end if the African hybrid people never understand the interbreeding that went on with the Homo erectus folks. It doesn't matter how we spread out today and, you know, mix up all over the place, but now it's a moment of judgment. Who is who? And who control the civilized world? It's not these jackass, fucking ass white. Then call themselves now. It's not. Oh, they're not no Indo-Europeans. They are proto-Yamnaya culture, Sodomite culture. That's what they are. That's what they are. Now, for us to be having Bible and talking about Adam and Eve, it's irrelevant because none of that is history. None of that is history. Jesus and salvation, it is so outrageous when you have African ethnic people talking about Jesus, the Savior. Because it does not exist. But these folks, through their interbreeding, and they never spoke until 100,000 years ago, they begin interbreeding with African people, as some of them, or some of us, migrated out of Africa. These people, since over the past 100,000 years. These folks have interbreed with, after their interbreeding with the Neanderthals. Of course, they didn't speak. And I don't make that up like they make up the Bible talk a whole bunch of fucking junk. Okay? Because all of what they do is come through some sexual, it don't come through no hybridization. No, they actually fucked these people to change who they were. Okay, so I read the history and I read the Bible too. I am saying they be gone. They be gone. All of what they claim they are this and that and Sarah. And in spite of Africa, who sold us out to them. Now, we don't know about their insanity. We only know that they are insane. They put us in the ship and sold us to these fucking ass white people who turn into this semi-civilized people. All of the change that they go through and all of what they do, they didn't know nothing about what civilized. I'm talking about law and institution. They didn't know anything. It is because since the last 100,000 years, they began the interbreeding with the African people, right? And over the past 12,000 years, I mean, they vast progress with education, because they now have the blood of the gods that make hybrid Homo sapiens sapien. That's when they began to talk. So now this thing happened slowly, and it's a long time gone. We don't have ancestors to tell us person to person what happened. We have to read it, and that's where it's at. They have no talk except for the history. They can't write the history and talk all this old bunch of fucking nonsense and civilized stuff and get lost from who they were to what they become. Well, we have not changed our identity. We are the same people that migrated out of Africa 100,000 years ago and come to a lot of parts outside and settle,
And no sooner than we settle and establish and have wealth and everything, they decided, okay, they can talk and they can write. And trace them in the world is the textbook. Trace them since they're talking and what they do, they have not been lost at all. The history traces them. And that's how I know white people never spoke 3.5 or 4 million years, okay, as the hominid species. They never spoke no language at all. The Bronze Age, they were still making stone tools. It is because we began to make bronze. They now know that, about iron metal tools. We did. Now it's time for us to talk about the history and these white people who are pretending to us. And you see, Obama is one of their products. Okay? Obama is an off-white, off-black product. That's the Yom Naya homosexual culture. That's what white people are. Because trace, and you will find, they didn't have any, not even the dust of civility outside of what the history book says. They don't have nothing more, nothing less. Stone tools. They and the Neanderthals make stone tools. Neanderthals are not hybrid. They don't have the blood of the gods. They can filth and fuck it as much as they want. The truth is now known. It is known in the book a long time, but they come and they know to hide it by writing a Bible and talking all kind of these sour fucking nonsense. Okay? Let's get to it. Get out of our territory. We don't want you here. My name is Timothy Aldred. I read that in the World History textbook and declare white people don't belong to our ethnic culture. And they come and mingle up themselves with us. We never invite them. They want to interbreed up, go interbreed up and cape into your zone, your species zone, because you're not us. Doesn't matter how you talk like us, you are not us. And you're not going to stay among us either, because you think you have the world and military and stuff like that. No, we will get the tornadoes to wipe you out of the planet. Okay? That's about it.
Telling me don't hang around. It's been coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long, a long time coming, but I know
change is going to come. Well, the change is right here. The change is right here. You know, we have a lot of universities and colleges and stuff like that, learning institutions. These places are, they establish by information, not one that they have just invented. But education, reading and writing and learning ethnic skills is not something that came about since A.D. Anadamani in the year of our Lord. That's not where education today, that institution are running by. That's not where it come from. When these white people going to create A.D. Anadamani, simply from their transition of interbreeding that make them talk, which is very clear, they've been around from almost 4 million years. Their species, hominid, and they never talk. They want to take, you know, want to like prove that they were talking. Let them show us their civilized establishment from long ago, before we even come about, before the gods, the Elohim, came to earth. Show us where your civilization come from and your ability to speak from time of evolution. Okay? Let us see when you will tell us you were ape-looking. Did you go through that stage? Okay? Now, we cannot allow, transform white people by interbreeding with another species, that they take charge of the world. Because they can read and do the things that they're doing, we step aside. Now, whoever wants to step aside is their business. But guess what? Every single one of us, what makes us talking hybrid people is the blood that we have inside of us. And who start talking first? It can't be these sour sap, fucking ass white people. No, that they are not admitted into civilization according to the world. It's a textbook. How can you talk about Pope apologizing for sins of Catholic and you're talking about people who, shove aside the first civilized prehistory human species? They come and take control. I know all the scam that they work to be where they are because it's written in the world. It's a textbook. They couldn't hide under the sun. No.
So if you don't know and you don't want to talk about it, that's your business, but I surely do. You know, and if you have more power in the nonsense that you're talking, how about me, who read the World History textbook and now come and say, as somebody who grew up in church, say, well, oh, really? Hold it. Let the world breathe a sigh of relief and get these sodomites where they belong. Okay? And I tell you, we have exactly the sign that we have been showing, that been showing to us all along. And because we are tied up in this church, right? These white people fucking evangelism by Billy Graham and these other, all these black converts that they bring into the church. Nobody is able to begin to breathe the truth so that you don't know anything about A.D. Anadamani, the law, the government of A.D. Anadamani in the year of our Lord. You don't know nothing about that. And you bet when I start to read and see it, you know, like I'm well over almost going 60 years of age. And now I'm reading and I'm having better sense of, you know, words and what the message words carry. And that was when I begin to find out that, you know, what the civilized knowledge is about humanity is not what is in the Bible. The Bible starts out with a God. In the beginning, God created the heaven, and they begin with a canon lie. That's a canon lie. It's just that nobody has not been raised up to read and understand all of these guys, Marcus Garvey, Dr. Martin Luther King, and all the rest of what you'd call noble hybrid people of Africa. It's like nobody paid attention to or probably were entered like me. I grew up with Christian parents, so I'm black from birth to know the truth. So that I grew up and hear about Genesis creation story, Adam and Eve, and then this great Abraham that he was the first one to see God and all that. Find out all these things. Why is Jesus born of a virgin? These things are canon lies. It doesn't even begin to be a story. It don't begin to be a story. It's just a shocking thing. You know, how long now I have been thinking about this, but there is so much for me to understand about it. And as little as I read, it takes me more time to read and to digest the thing, right? So it does take me some time. It shouldn't take many other people as much time as it has taken me, because I have reading, you know, I mean, I'm slow. You know, it takes me a long time to digest the stuff. But once I digest it, that's it. So what I am saying to you, the world is in a shape right now that if change don't come, we'll all die and perish. We're not going to die and perish, because all of what we have here, where white people talk about, they are scholars, they are scientists, they are this and that. They're speaking to a world that they forgot create just the other day. You see, and they realize that we are slow to understand. They realize that. And they make the greatest use of that on a different world they are talking about. They can't hide the fact that they themselves tell us that they have made a world of their own. And they made up A.D. Anadamani first. It was not African dominion. But they find out that, oh, we are asleep. They're going to come and take us over. And this is where we are today with A.D. Anadamani. That now, When I come to my senses and reading about A.D. Anno Domini, and they say it's Latin in the year of our Lord, I know about the controversy of what they did when they went into Palestine. Now, the only thing you can hear is Israel, 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 Holy One of Israel. God is talking about the Jacob and Jesse and all those kind of stuff. I know the controversy. They are the ones that create all these whole bunch of nonsense, because 2,000 years ago, they write all these things in the Bible and describe who the captive, the African hybrid people were. They wrote that down in the Bible that they put out, right? All those controversies are in there. And now I am familiar with the difference between what history says about human creation, right, in the image of the gods. They created the hybrid human, not Homo, not Neanderthals, not the Homo sapien Neanderthal, but the Homo sapien sapien sapien. That's the hybrid. But they because they are ahead and are perceived like they have power. Where did they get that power from? They've been up in Europe 1.5 million years. That's a long time. That's before the gods came to Earth. So we were created like about 250 years after the gods, they resident on Earth a long time, and decided to create the hybrid, someone like themselves almost, and give us their blood. Otherwise, we would be just like the basic Homo sapien, and like the Homo sapien Neanderthals. We'd be dead out a long time. We haven't died out because we have the blood of the gods who live eternally, right? So they come now and interbreed with the Neanderthals, look like better humans, can't talk, make stone tools, and then interbreed with us. Then they start talking because they have the blood. And it's the reason why you see people like Obama talking, because they have the blood too. So they're talking like us. The blood did not differ and say, now talk for you. No. They interbreed with us and start talking. That's why you look into the history book and the time zone. Okay? Look at the, what they call it, the spatiotemporal time. And you can see what is in it. Who is who, when, and where. And you don't find them into nowhere in civilized rank at all. They are not into civilized manifestation. None. Until they begin to fuck some of our ancestors as they left Africa. And if you notice, they did not jump on them and start following us. No, they start the interbreeding first. You see, 100,000 years ago. And little by little, little by little, they go on and raise up a big group of them that now speak. And this is what we have here today. If we don't have the history to tell us what happened, we don't know. And then you have a lot to say, if I don't have a history. I have the history book right in my hand here right now. And I'm telling you, for what African people, I mean, this is a deliverer's position that I am speaking from. Because I am speaking from the civilized account of humanity. The world is a textbook that tells about all the people on Earth and who we are. Right. They don't have anything to identify themselves as civilized people at all. It's the interbreeding. And see them getting in trouble now, like this guy, Jussie, or what his name is. Look at what he did.
This is what the white people have conjured up to take of a better life, and then once they get the better life, they begin to kill off and you know, just put, they are trying to kill off the African hybrid people. No instance of time that they began to talk. It is something that they decided to do. You can see it in their attitude and the way they do stuff. So now the time is over. The time is over. This argument with Dr. King and Jesse Jackson and all these other guys out there, you know, with their Islam religion and all, church and all that. Because this is what the problem is. We don't have anybody to, like, take authority, take charge. World History textbook, don't put these people anywhere in the civilized world, because they interbreed. They don't get nothing for interbreeding with us. Besides, they can talk and stay in Europe and build their mansion. They don't come and steal from us and say it's not ours. You see what I mean? And raise up all churches and teach us to speak in tongues and all this kind of stuff. Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics. Listen, if you're out there and you're listening to me, and you're a hybrid African person, you got to understand that anywhere in the world you are, these fucking white people claim to have control over your life. Yes, Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics. Why is that a fact? Because since they, over the past, say, 100,000 years, come down to like 12,000 years ago, they began to take charge, right? But it took them a while to gain the education and to learn how civilized way of life go. And they went through all of that, okay? And they were worshiping the gods too. Oh, yeah. They were doing all of that. While they were planning to go off on their own. And it is in the World History textbook I read this, how they started out Christianity. These folks been knowing all along that there is one single problem between them and us. They love the talking and stuff like that. And of course, they see the need for, you know, human, whether or not you're civilized or not, to have some good understanding between each other, right? You don't have to fuck each other, but at least you have animals, and animals, you know, are good for human life and everything like that. But you don't fuck them. You read it in the Bible that you don't, human beings don't fuck animals. But that's what they do, because that's where their origin is. They're coming very close from animal life. That's their beginning of humanity. But we hybrid Homo sapiens don't come from that species. And you read and you will see there, I mean, where did the Homo sapiens came from? They came from the time when the gods were on earth and making all kind of creatures. All right? So they now want to behave like, you know, they have all the knowledge, and what they do is steal the knowledge from the kings. You read that priest. These guys are priests now. They have a pope and they have emperor and stuff like that. When did they develop that knowledge? Come on. Go into the World History textbook. And you can't see where they develop nothing, but now they're coming, going on like, oh, the Minoan is the first civilization. Go read the World History textbook and see what that says. Who were the king of Greece? The Minoans, right? And when did these white people know to speak Greek? When? So they come a long way until after the Bronze Age, somewhere along in the end of the Bronze Age, well, of course, they come and start to, destroy the Bronze Age. I read that. That there were some people destroying the Bronze Age. The Bronze Age is the making of, it's the beginning of civilization, with iron. They call this the Iron Age. And they will talk about the Iron Age, right? The Bronze Age. But you need to know they've been there in Europe 1.5 million years. Count up those years and find out what these white people were doing up there. Did they do something other than making stone tools? I don't read that yet. I should, if it's in there, because I read the account. All right? Now, if you don't think what I'm talking about is authority, then it makes history obsolete. Obsolete. But it cannot be obsolete, because if they can come now and have a sense of owning stuff that they have stolen, because they didn't have anything of value that they have stolen. White people have stolen everything that they have today. They may think that, oh, no, I work hard. Where did you work? Not in Europe. And when your ancestors come to America, what did they bring here? Oh, I read this big lie the other day, what they're talking, what they bring to America. These fucking dreadful fucking dog white people, they are so awful. They only want to see African people go down into the dungeon. And they are the superior people. It's not going to happen. It is not going to happen. The tornado is there. They're not going away. They will increase, but not decrease. And then what is going to happen is that they think that they are going to have our wealth to go back every time and go rebuild. It's not going to work that way. Okay? It is not going to work that way. And we are not going to fight them with a gun, because what we rely on is the relationship with our Elohim gods. That's what we have not. They have been playing gods, these shitty fucking ass white people. They have been playing gods and separate us African people from the gods that create us in their image and likeness. And that teach us to pray to the God of the Bible. The God of the Bible is a faggot character. Jesus Christ is a faggot character. It's nothing more or anything less. So therefore, this is what I am bringing, and blessed are those who have ears to hear. Okay? So what I tell you, I bring the proof. What happened in what they call O Holy Town of Bethlehem or Palestine, and now it's all Israel. This is what they were doing to us, while we now have the Bible and think it is the divine word of God. And Jesus Christ come to save us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever ever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. It's all a fucking idiot's notion. That's what that is. So I'm telling you, what was happening in Jerusalem that they talk about wise men follow a star. What was really happening is really what the Pope apologized about. The lie and the wickedness that they began to attack the African people and do. No sooner than they were able to interbreed and talk. Remember, 100,000 years ago? So it's a long time that brought us to where we are. So 2,000 years, you know what I mean, 100,000 years, I mean, 2,000 years ago, it's not too long ago. They are coming from way back there, 100,000 years, and reforming themselves, interbreeding and talking, and until this is where we are. And they do it in such a way that we don't really, they get ahead of us, since they are reading and take reading serious more than we do. Yeah, more than a lot of us do. Because we don't have anybody to stand up for us. I mean, look at what Africa done. Sold us out to these people who just start talking the other day. They sold us to them. And we don't have anybody competent to stand up and say, oh no. Nobody say nothing to Africa. Bob Marley singing songs, right? And talk about Africa Unite. Bob Marley don't say nothing about why Africa sold us out to these faggots. Bob Marley don't say that. And it's not because he wouldn't want to say that, because he's saying things to show that he's passionate about it, and he's basically going based on what he knows. Right? But it's far from what he's supposed to know. And what he knows is a part of the brainwashing of these faggot white people there. And he's singing off of their lyrics. You see what I mean? Now, what they were doing, because these are the things that that African people, hybrid ethnic people, should be talking about. It's the direct evil that these white people have done. And today, we are afraid of them. We can't talk because they're going to kill you. They have all the COVID-19, all of these poison and stuff like that. They're using on the black people, and we are helpless because we don't have our own people. Now they have the COVID out here, and they tell you almost, all right, take the first shot, you know, clean up the COVID, then take a shot after that to protect you. Now they're talking about you need to. They're coming out with other strain now, and like it's the first strain creating the other strain. So now they want to keep us hooked, and the things that they are doing and call themselves scientists. Now, look, let these guys fuck off and go back where they fuck. That bring them to who they are. They're not out of their uncivilized self yet. They only have a change of looks, but they fuck ass. Because when they come to know about law, they are using our system of law to marry two fuckers of asses. Imagine two men will be marrying to each other to fuck each other's ass and suck their penis as long as they live. And that's what they bring and throw on the African people? No. No. Who tells him that they can do that? The flat-faced man of Kenya inside of them. It's the monkey HR blood still in a them. Although they can talk and do all kind of stuff. Yeah, they don't belong among us. No. So this is what they have been doing to us while we are looking to Jesus and praising Jesus and the wise men and singing Christmas carol. You're going to find out what Christmas carol is. What they were doing in Palestine, they call Israel today. The Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics. Did they have a Catholic church in Europe during 1.5 million years? Did they have a church, whether it was Catholic or not? Did they have a church? They didn't have anything. What they had was fucking ass. Okay? Now, by Kathleen Grossman, USA Today, in the year 2000, Pope John Paul II will make a sweeping confession Sunday of the sins of Catholics from, listen, antiquity. These folks, via Caesar Augustus invaded our territory. Now, how long ago did he do that? I'm telling you, these people learn to read and doing all kind of stuff, let's say over the last 12,000 years. Okay? So, that's just the other day. All right? So, they started invading us. When did they start invading us in a political sense? 509 B.C. Okay? Don't screw this up. Okay? Just know it for real. That where we stand today, we are lost. We are in the dark of what is the world of civilization started by the gods. At least for us human being creation 200,000 years ago. When we were 100,000 developed in Africa, we start to migrate to other places on the planet. That's where they came in with their interbreeding of our people, and they begin to build up a talking European base. Because of that, if they weren't able to talk, they would have died out a long time ago. Okay? Now, sack it to them. Sack it to them. They ain't us. Okay? And they learn all technical things that the gods brought to us. They did not have it. So you don't need to ask me any question, how did the gods bring that here? You just need to know that these guys didn't have nothing called civilization. That's all you need to know. And here this guy is telling us from antiquity, 2,000 years ago, okay, they began to attack us and do all these evil to us. And here they're talking it and telling you. Nobody, T.T. Jakes now going to read this and tell you about it. Or Creflo Dollar. They're not going to read none of this. No. Because they are taught the Christian corruption. And that's what they are into. Okay? Now, I'm talking it because I am serious. I am serious. And I am not concerned about who they killed before. You know, it's a matter of who are they killing now. Yeah, we know they're killing behind closed door and stuff like that. But I ain't care about none of that. They have something to be concerned about. You see what I mean? Because they're busy cleaning up Kentucky and the rest of places now. Much like trillions of dollars, right? Well, you know, I mean, they need to think about that and why. Okay? So now it goes on. That they have begun, and you are reading this story in the Bible, okay? Like, based on Adam and Eve in a garden, and God who created heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. It's a spirit God that have nothing to do with us physical people. Inasmuch that God make Adam and Eve in a garden, right, according to this fucking Bible that they have, and yet still the Bible can't say where Adam and Eve was placed on the ground. They can't say that. And it's not because they can't say that. I can assure you. They know what to say. But they are willfully writing this whole bunch of fucking garbage in the Bible to turn African people full. And so, this Pope, John Paul, must be pressured by, you know, have a lot of internal pressure because they have this AD Anno Domini fucking foolishness turning the world mad and crazy. So I just see he need to get rid of some of the pressure and say something that will appease the African suffering world. That's about I see because, like they will say, this was never happened. And, you know, you have people now think that they are capitulating, you know, their sodomite position and yielding to the African people. You see what I mean? But African people are buried too deep into psychological darkness, and they can do just about anything and get away with it. They can drop their jaws right in front of you and tell you, let me fuck your body, and nothing happening about that. That's what is happening today. Because that's basically what these white people are doing to black people. What are they doing in our territory? Not just one, not just two, not just three, and more. You keep on counting. And they have, you know, power of A.D. Anadamani. Okay? A.D. Anadamani is no more like newspaper wrap up look like money. That's what A.D. Anadamani is. And somebody can fool you that it is money in the wrapper, right? And it's not money. It's newspaper clippings. And they will say, let me hold some money until I can, you know, get exchange. Not no gossip. But right away, you think, oh, it's a lot of money. They're promising you some money. And then, you know, you when you find out and think that your money have a newspaper clipping job. That's what happened to people. People that stupid. Yes. I have personal experience that somebody did that. And what I'm trying to say to you is this. It looks like it's not a probable thing that white people would be harder to leave and they have to. But it is. It is. Because right now they are harder to leave. White people are ordered to leave. They don't have no authentic government authority to do anything that they are doing. Okay? So, because they have been doing this nonsense 2,000 years, what was happening before 2,000 years? What government did they have before AD first? But before AD first, there was about 600 years before BC, right? Because when they launch officially a political operation like it is a government, it's 509 BC. And I am asking you to show me where you see them do anything political. Because this political thing that they did for the first time was overthrow the king of Italy. And then that is swept away like it's not something that happened. But it is. It does. You talk about accountability and you think like it would be very something difficult to pin down these white people. It's not difficult. Not for me. It's not difficult. Because I know what the legal issue is. And they don't have a way of escaping. And it is the reason why I am here talking. They come here and cut my mic off and stuff like that. Don't want me to, like, get off into the thing, right? And they do it several times, maybe 14, 15 times. They mute my mic. Nothing is heard of what I say. I'm simply talking civilized truth, and they can't stop it. Okay? And instead of trying to kill us, go kill themselves someplace else. Get out of our territories. All right. So I am telling you that African people are in bad shape, just like I was before my eye come open. The Pope John Paul make a sweeping confession Sunday of the sins of Catholics from antiquity to modern evils. You're talking about to this present day. They're doing it. And if you think I am, you know, just I'm exaggerating, no, African folks. Think about what I'm saying. Is that they violated the laws of the world where king rules and decreed justice for all people before they came and start talking. Long before that. But now, since we just grew up largely out where we are barely educated and taught, my friends, they jump ahead of us. They jump ahead of us. But they don't consider that we would become enlightened someday. and they would be accountable for what they do. So they were worshiping the gods and doing all kinds, you know, learning to be priests, and because they were going to take over the world and do exactly, basic, not exactly, but wrongly emulate what the gods have laid down. That's what they do. So they are leading us under all of these oaxes that they create and say, that's what God told prophets to prophesy. And you will say, oh, the prophecy fulfilled, but ask you to demonstrate it, and you can't. Because no prophecy fulfilled about any Jesus Christ coming into the world to die for sins. Because there was no Adam and Eve in a garden that sinned. Like they were telling you in the Bible, the Adam and Eve that really exists is not who they're writing about. They're writing about something else. A talking serpent and stuff. They are the talking serpent. White people are talking serpent. What you read in the Bible is them talking serpent. Okay? So we're ready to tell the truth now. All right. But what happened in Jerusalem? It was not that God sent them to prepare to die, Jesus to die for the sins of the world. That's not what these Caesar Augustus, that's not why he was there. It is theft, invasion. Okay? So remember, you talk about 2,000 years ago. But I'm telling you that about 600 years before that was when they overthrew the king and St. Peter's Basilica. That's the place where the Pope is there right now, right? Sodomite took over, and Africa, gave us over to them. That's why Africa is supposed to rule the world according to what the gods order, orderly society. But these Sodomites come and interbreed up and become like us, talking better than a lot of us. But you see, they are not the people. You see, they must stay apart from us. But to make them come in and destroy, mingle with our the blood that we have and start talking and begin to like control us. Now, there has to come a time where, of course, the gods was not going to put up with this. So as dumb as whatever I am, they say, well, and you know, this guy, he will have to, like, you know, take shoulder this stuff. He has to learn this stuff and be able to deliver this stuff. You know, he don't care about, you know, the other things that people care about. So this is the guy with the right temperament. Well, I am a person with a temperament. I didn't choose myself. I just happen to know that, act upon the way I feel and the way I'm, the trend of my own thinking and my ambition, right? So that's why I am here, right? And yeah, this is something that clearly, since I'm a victim of it, the lion is inside of me. The lion is inside of me. And there's nobody out there to disprove what I'm saying because I'm using the authoritative book, right? So when I find when nobody pay attention, nobody's paying attention to Pope will apologize for sins of Catholic. You know how many times I read this on the program here, trying to talk to people, and not one person would call in, like I say, call me, 347-850-1358. You think anybody want to come in and talk about it? No, because they're all in the church. And they revere Jesus Christ. Even though Jesus Christ don't want no woman, women love Jesus Christ more. I mean, a Jesus Christ that is not tangible at all. It's funny. Oh, people love this intangible Jesus. And that comes from the conviction that Adam and Eve was in a garden and them eat the fruit. Nothing, Augusta. But people believe that more than you talking about the tangible stuff. No, they think into the divine spirit and that, you know, you understand the things of the Bible because they're spiritually discerned. They don't know. These guys are talking fucking ass nonsense. And you believe it is true. That's the way I was grown up. My parents believed the whole thing was true. Now, I'm not kicking people because, you know, they believe that. Because I understand the process. But to show you how difficult it is for people to see the light of logic, of knowledge and understanding, it's hard. Once the Bible gets into our head, our brain is not of any much good besides eating and drinking, go fucking and stuff like that, and drop book dead, they put you under the dirt. But the life is here for us to understand. And if we are not going to understand it, we are going to perish. Whilst these fucking white people of the church out here, they're going to like eulogize you after you're dead. And everybody think that you're going to a better place. That's not the life that is really here for us to understand. So I'm telling you now, what you believe about wise men going to see the baby Jesus, not Nagasa. Not a thing, Nagasa. So now, what these white sodomite invaders were doing, when they go to Palestine, what we call Jerusalem or Israel today, it was many years, like 600 years before. They go into Europe and remove the Roman king. About 600 years prior to that. So we're talking about 509 BC. They stage a coup. That's the first coup I read about. That remove a king. I didn't think anybody could remove king. But they did, according to the time, and according to their, these guys are they develop a brilliance, you see. They have a brilliance, yeah. But behind the brilliance, and a source of all, they're a faggot, you see, and they're hip like, they're coming from apes. But they would tell African people, say, we are coming from apes. That's not what the World History textbook says. And somebody could call me and straighten me out with that, because I have the book here right with me to read it to you. You see, a lot of these people, they try to, you know, to push Zachariah Sitchin, who write the Sumerian prehistory. And when I ask these folks to tell me what Zachariah says, you know what? They don't know. But yet still, they are crucifying Zachariah. Even though the man is past and gone, dude, one of the most wonderful work leave behind for people, especially African people, to read and know what their real existence is. And we call it Genesis Revisited. That what they write in the Bible about Adam, God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. You know, revise the whole thing and put it in the right Hebrew historic context, right? But these white people will write bogus information on bogus Hebrew scriptures and tell you it's Hebrew. These fucking ass white people. You don't need anything white people write. And we don't want to see, look, remove the Bible out of African territory. I'm telling you. Remove the Bible and Christianity, the church, out of African territory. Carry them all to Europe. It's not a joke. Because almost of the churches, the tornado, I mean, totally wiped out in Kentucky. Why the tornado didn't leave them standing, set the house. No, they're all gone. Right? So what I'm telling you African people going to church, you must
read the signs of the time. Read and understand. Okay? Because you're out there making all kind of a reggae church song and carrying on and stuff like that. Wake up, because remember, you only have so long to live here. Whether or not you're going to live out a full lifetime or something else, you know, take you away. But what is definitely going to take you away is your false sense of security that you think God, you're praying to God and singing song to God about Jesus. Not Nagasa, you know. Yeah, that's not our life. That's what I grew up and taught. Until at a mature age, the consciousness of my head, I mean, in my reading experience, became different. Okay? And if I tell you that the history refutes what is in the Bible as creation, you will find out when you read the history, history is educated historic people. You don't have any historic people writing the Bible and says it's real. Adam and Eve was real. He can't show you where Adam and Eve was placed on planet Earth. Because they're lying. But the truth of Adam and Eve that they're talking about, they get it from history. They get the knowledge about Adam and Eve and our creation. But because they want to, like, turn the world into sodomy, they did not tell the truth of our creation in the Bible. That's what these faggot, white faggot people, that's what they have done. Therefore, I am giving the order that they must leave our territory with their Christian hardware and software. They don't come here with anything, but they are allowed to move their Christian stuff. I don't think they can pick up a building and take it with them, right? But all of their books and all that they have, take it out. We don't want no Bible here. You see what I mean? We don't want a Bible here. We don't need your Bible. We don't need your creation story in our Bible here. We have our history that we have been separated from. We need to start reading that. Okay? So what I am saying to you, we are so dumbed down that we think Caesar Augustus was a nice guy. Okay? And Pilate was a nice guy. Or Herod was a nice guy. That's the way we take it. And think this is God's plan, you know, to bring Jesus in. But how did Jesus come? How did Jesus come about when there was no Adam and Eve in any garden that you know about? If somebody asks you, where is the Garden of Eden in the Bible? You can't tell that. You can't show that. We're talking the real history. They will tell you where the Garden of Eden is, but they're not. You take a look at that. Take a look at that. If they were telling the truth and not saying it's God gave prophets vision or dreams to prophesy and say things. Because they are lying, that's what they say. If they were writing the real truth that they get from history, that would not be God telling a prophet anything. It would be what is written, actually. And the truth is there about everything that is in the story about the gods and human civilization is written down for us to read it. Nothing like that is written concerning what they have in the Bible. What they have in the Bible is intangible nonsense. They can't point you to a tangible place where Adam and Eve was put on earth to procreation and fill the earth. You don't have none of that in the Bible. Because what I'm telling is fucking lies. Okay?
the church and all everything about Jesus and stuff like that. Jesus' criminal character, honest fucking character, he want all the men, no woman, okay? So when they're talking about Jesus and the disciples and apostles and what? No, the Bible tells you that Jesus never became a king. No, you have to start looking for excuses about Jesus became a king and actually assuming that Jesus became a king when there is no character, tangible character of any Jesus at all. So first, the virgin birth thing is, they say, is Gabriel bring a baby intangible and place it in the womb of this virgin. Nothing don't go like that. How does it go like that? When indeed, if they invaded Palestine, 63 BC. But how old is the man, the black man that they say is Jesus? How old is he? Is in like the last 6 years. Because you talk about 63 BC. 63. And like the last 4 to 6 years BC. They said the black man was born. Now later on, they're confusing us by saying it is the 25th of December. That's why they celebrate Christ. If Christ was really born, like they said, they would be celebrating the time, right? But, you know, I mean, everything is crossed up, you know, and black people are still believing it, hounding this same old nonsense, you know, like 7 days cabbage water. Black people, the water don't even exist. They only, you know, no cabbage, nothing at all. It's only something that is said, and black people still are hounding it. They believe by faith. They don't understand that believing in something is like believing in nothing. And we don't learn that. We still don't learn that. So we think in Jerusalem, we sing Christmas carol about Jesus, and we don't have not even a pinch of grass to say anything like that. Even begin in a book. Nothing like that. And where we need salvation and God begot a son to and sent into the world. There is absolutely nothing there. And if you want to comfort yourself with foolishness, that's what will happen. That's what has happened to all of us, myself, and if we don't get the right approach to our history, we will be lost, right? So I'm telling you now, when you hear that they are talking about the church and all that, it is something for you to scoff and vomit about, because it's not true, okay? All is only money talking now with what these white people are doing, because they get a chance to steal the money. Them and Africa, because they might give Africa some of the money too. So you, what you think about Africa is not what Africa is really about. Africa is really the land of the gods. But as you read, you will find that human being is something hard to control. Because remember, we are not all of the gods. It's the blood of the gods. The other half of us come from Homo sapiens. We can only depend on the spiritual part of us. So it's something that we have to think is not, you know, the sex that you're having and all stuff like that. It's what we are thinking, because that is the part of the gods that make us intelligent and be, you know, well reasoned. That's where we get that from. Otherwise, we would be Homo sapiens, just the basic Homo sapiens. That's what the Neanderthal was. And that's what these white people interbreed with. They couldn't talk. They did not talk until they get the blood out of us, our ancestors. That's it. So what I'm trying to tell you is that if you have to hold on to what these people done in Palestine and think that, you know, it is something true, start to read the World History textbook, because there's just certain things they can't lie about in the World History textbook. And these people are trying to lie in the World History textbook to fool us as well. Because in the world, they don't identify themselves to begin with. If they were identifying themselves as real civilized, what you call Homo erectus or whatever they are, it would be different. But because they are crooks and going and using interbreeding to get themselves to a higher level of humanity, they have to lie and lie about us, Africans. That's why they wrote the Bible and write all these stinking maggot fly blowing stuff in the Bible that are not true. If we don't come to that understanding, we will die a fool. So I'm telling you that the Pope is confessing to things that they have been doing us in Palestine. That's where they've been doing it. And where they are telling you all this confusion about the African people are Jews. We are children of Abraham, who found a God out of the sky. And think about all the things that they wrote about Abraham from Genesis 12 to 22. These are all stinking maggot, sewer pit stuff that they're writing there about Abraham. They have no right to write anything about Abraham. Stinking white people am. Okay? I can say these things because they don't deserve not even the dust of respect for the kind of stuff that they're sitting here doing. And so I have a right to say them. And, whatever they want to do, you know, I don't care. When I say I don't care, in the context that I'm not going to think anything to deter me from what I'm doing, because there's nothing there for me to be concerned about. I leave that to the gods. You see, because all the time we've been here and they have us doing all sort of stuff to us. The reason why we are allowed to suffer the way we do is simply because our ancestors pass on the evil to us and keep us astray. That's the reason why. And you can read it right in the same Bible there, where account is in there, not the creation story, that tells us about what happened long ago. You know, a few thousand years gone by. Things that we are told to do and we don't do it. And it's the reason why we fall. But it is very clear there that the gods allow us to suffer. But it is clear when it says, his hand is stretched out still. You know? For those of us who want to come back and be the person we are supposed to be. But as long as we go off on following these sodomites, church, and all this kind of stuff that they're doing, democracy and stuff that they come in and using on us, and we don't turn to the gods. You see, the gods reaching out to us. They're reaching out to us because they control the wind and the weather and everything around us. It is them. These white people don't want us to think that. They don't want us to think that. They want us to think like lower beasts, like they do. They don't have any spiritual interest at all. All right. What I'm trying to tell you, I read this thing, and I am fearless about this. I'm telling you, these faggot white people, look. I'm not fond of them now that I know the truth. I'm not fond of them. Right? And what I'm trying to say, we don't want their government. We don't want them among us. Them are faggot. Them are homosexual. They are murderers. They do all the atrocities in the world, on us, everywhere we are. It's time for them to get out. They have done too much. There's no repentance in the grave, no pardon unto their dead. White people are dead alive with all of what they're going on with and stuff like that. They are going to feel penalty of the uncivilized conduct that they have done. All the good that they have done cannot be counted as a credit. None whatsoever. Because they have taken over all of what we have, and there is, I don't know, one place standing that the African people are in control of. I don't know of one. Regardless of what you think about Africa, Africa is not on its own. Because it's only what the gods left to be maintained. They have a right to maintain. And they're not doing it. They're not doing it. People in Africa are suffering. Don't have sense of direction. It's like worse, like what they call third world country that are sinking under the white people, uncivilized government. That's what is happening. Okay, now it's time. The truth is going to burn them. The truth is going to carry them where they're supposed to be, and that's what I am telling you about. Right? And may it be a source of learning to those who are not paying attention or have no interest, that you don't want to live like a donkey. You want to live like the hybrid you are. And if you're afraid to know that you're a human hybrid, it didn't say a horse or a donkey or anything else. Human hybrid. There's only one set of human hybrid, and it's the ethnic group of people. So I'm telling you, what have the Pope and his institution been doing to African civilized people? From antiquity, talking about specifically since they come in with AD and Adamani and say they have government power to rule the world. They don't have no power to rule no world whatsoever. Right? Now, once we believe it and they take time, spread, you know, the gospel of Jesus and everybody believe it. Everybody is hypnotized by Jesus now. All right? So it says, they're doing all these evil from antiquity to modern evil. Modern evil since the AD and Adamani come in. Vatican officials said Tuesday, the Pope will, the pontiff, meaning the Pope, will make the plea for pardon. He's asking for forgiveness, to forgive them of the evil that they did. But they're not changing anything, though. They're not changing anything. You see? They haven't changed anything. They're still reigning, and their priests are still out there molesting boys and everything like that. The Pope, too, right? Because what's his name there? Benedict, you know? He's still, you know, all of them are sodomized. Okay? Now, we don't have to deal with them. It's that our ancestors did it. We don't have to follow that. We are not to follow that, because as long as we follow that, we're going to get tornadoes and stuff like that. And I tell you what, they're going to sweep us away too. If we don't have something there to trigger the gods and say, this is a star. Okay? Now, he says, the pontiff will make the plea for pardon unprecedented in the church's history, the Vatican said, during the prayer of the faithful in the celebration of Latin Mass. This place here, Peter's Basilica, that's where the Pope is now. That's our place. We're the overthrow
the Roman king 2,600 years ago. Okay? We don't know. We don't know. That we are under a calendar that created us, hybrid people. No calendar created these white people, but we allow them to change our calendar to a lunatic calendar, the moon calendar, right? The moon calendar is a lunar. I call it lunatic, okay? Lunatic calendar, because the portion of calendar is a part or under the solar calendar. It cannot be used to substitute the original calendar that the gods created, because everything comes under that is a part of the function that works under the solar calendar. So when they come and make the lunar calendar, it's not for African people. You see what I mean? It's not for us. When they began to think that they can control us, you have to look into history and see how they got disseminated when they started to talk. And how they found out that we are not people who are fussy or not like that. We don't like to fight or kill nothing. So they began to do it to us and take control. Okay? But they did it for a very subtle, okay? And over time, they learned everything from our institution, because they were learning the things that we learn as well. But they had an objective. It is all featured in the World History Textbook that you can read and find out. But if you're not reading and finding out, you won't know, just like I didn't. So what I'm trying to tell you, the things that the Pope mentioned as something wicked that they do to us, why he need to apologize to us, was this. The document list, false. The Pope will address. Including wars of religion, abuses during the Crusades, the coercion of the Inquisition, disrespect for cultures and faiths. And what cultures are they talking about? Like the Chinese, the Indians, the Arabs, and Hispanic, and the rest of African cultural people. That a culture, we are multicultural people, but the same civilization. The same civilization. These cultures can interbreed as much as they want, because we are the same hybrid blood. Chinese, but hybrid, the God's blood. All of us have it. So it doesn't matter. There's no inhibition against the civilized people to interbreed, but not the sodomites. Sodomites are not civilized, you see, and because they interbreed and come under, they just don't have the fullness, people, from Homo sapiens, because they don't come from Homo sapiens, because they interbreed with Neanderthals. That don't give them the God's blood, because they, Neanderthals, don't have the God's blood. So what they come in and do, don't put them with us. You got to understand the dynamics of civilization. These white people don't talk about civilization outside of these faggot, pristine democracy. It don't belong to us. This is what is causing the problem. We are kingship government.
forevermore. You don't let them come here and start to talk all this whole bunch of, you know, crab walking nonsense to us. If you don't want to let them know where they belong, well, you keep that to yourself, and the gods who created you, an hybrid, it's between you and the gods. And think of what they, the gods that you're praying to in the Bible, that's not the gods, that's not the Elohim, what you're praying to in the Bible. It's these Sodomites put what they call a god in the Bible, spirit god. And tell your God is a spirit, and they're telling all these old bunch of fucking nonsense about God and this and God and that. They don't come from where the gods come from. And they have no part at all with the gods, the Elohim. And they only know to steal scientific secrets from where they're not supposed to get it. And here they are, you know, pretending that they are ruling the world. I'm telling you, that's not true. And here are the proof. Now, so this is the kind of stuff where these white people are really the mad Inquisition from back in, like, many decades ago. Inquisition. If you know what, the Inquisition is what they use to punish the African ethnic people, to force them to be Christians. Okay? And all sorts of things that they do, banish you from where you live, you don't do them nothing. But these fucking ass white people, that's what they do. And we must sit here now and behave like, no, we cannot. And we don't need to go buy a gun and to go out and shoot after them. You don't hear me say nothing about violence, that we must become violent. No. And I'm not talking in Dr. Martin Luther King context either, because he did not have much of a sense. He wasn't talking about the history he's supposed to talk to. That means that the church that he was in turned him idiot. He was talking something that turned up and make look like it has sense, but he wasn't talking about the real thing. He wasn't telling you that these people are the Inquisition that is killing us. We talk about they're doing war, go fighting war and stuff like that. But Muhammad Ali, all of them, Farrakhan, all of these guys, you don't hear them talk about the real thing that is to drive these stinking-ass white people out of our territory. None of them was getting close to that. You see, they may sound controversial in some kind of way, but them were controversial. These sickened fucking dogs, white people, that none of what they say would move them. You have to dig them up at the root. I don't hear none of them talk about the coup in Rome, Italy, and the removal of the Roman king. And because of they were able, Africa was able to give them authority to do whatever they want to do with us. I mean, they didn't leave no stone unturned of rule out certain things that these guys must not do. They didn't rule out nothing. These fucking ass, newly talking white, Yamnaya culture, fucking ass culture. They don't have no hold bar. So they do anything they want with us. Now, if we don't come to where we understand the truth, that is, the truth as strong as the tornado, you know, that is what them out. That's the way the truth must be strong. These guys are talking softball, less than even softball. I mean, sorry that these white people just laugh at them. Okay? No, you got to come right. You got to come right. Go into the world is protected because that's where the legal jurisdiction is. Otherwise, they don't pay any mind. They know what is legal jurisdiction. They know that. But we don't even plead that jurisdiction. You won't even go in a little bit and say the Moors, they kind of do something. But they don't help the rest of us. You know, I mean, we are a civilization. We are the only civilized civilization. so you don't go out there and talk for yourself. I don't speak for myself. I speak for the civilization of the Elohim that created us, right? These guys must go about their business, them and their dog that they're fucking. Go out from us completely. Okay? So they do whatever they want to do with us, and today we are here underneath them, so they're governing us. That is something that is beyond reason. It is beyond reason. So them, Inquisition, and the law what they say is they make to rule themselves in Europe. They come and come and say they're ruling adapt. It is adapted into the Western Hemisphere. Adapted. I want to know how that adaption operates. Who is it that carry out that administration? That Adi and Adamani is adapted to rule over African people, take away every single thing you have and leave you to, like, just as you're seeing things going on here today. Who carried that out? There is the kingship law that anywhere they go and invade African people. Kingship law established there. Long time. But they fuck ass think that no, they can go anywhere and fuck anybody's ass, kill you and do anything you want to do because they have their Haiti and Adaman is Latin in the year of our Lord. And they don't have a stinking Jesus anywhere. Not even a stinking Jesus. They don't have anywhere whatsoever. Get these stinking ass white people out. Okay? And they want to think that because they are here about some 400 years, they have something. They don't afford. Okay? Nothing that value fart. A shit. Okay? Now, this is what they do. This is what they do. That the Pope, I mean, the man who the world revere, he said they destroy us with wars of our belief system, because that's what religion is. Polytheism, way of life, is religion. Of all the things that the gods taught us in their way of life that lowered from heaven to earth, when they are talking about thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. These people write those things because of the history that exists, and they put it in the Bible like it is a God and prophet thing. Not Nagasa. It goes on to say, they come with the church. And then the faggot homosexual created the church. Okay? Say, 2,000 years ago, they invented the church. It tells you that the document lists faults the Pope will address, including wars of religion, abuses during the Crusades, the coercion of the Inquisition. Those are the two terrorist groups that the church honed and direct to do the evil things on the African hybrid ethnic people. They're not hearing me. They're full of a Jesus out there, so tell. They're full of the Holy Ghost. If you want black people to stop talking to you, you just tell them that, you know, there is no Holy Ghost. And that's it. They don't want to talk to you no more. Okay? When I was growing up, I was afraid of blaspheming the Holy Ghost too, right? Because there was nothing else in my head besides that. So I was afraid of saying anything against the Holy Ghost. There is no Holy Ghost, my friend. No Holy Ghost. You're born with whatever spirit you're supposed to have. Okay, and that's what you meditate and live by, not any church Holy Ghost. All right, the Inquisition, right? That was one, the coercion, because that's what they do until this day. African people are under coercion. Of them taking away what you have, banish you from where you live, right, and force you to be Christian. There was time when they were killing people, although the law still exists, but kind of ease up a bit on that, okay? But that's what they started out doing 1,220 years ago, okay? And we are still under that law today. So if you can find in this where white people have a right to invade our territory, every one of them, and come and learn to get operate in the area, and then begin to, you know, drive us out from where we live, and make rule and for us to live by their faggot rule. You see anything in here that sound good to you? So disrespect for cultures, and they say faith. They call it faith. But it is our way of life. It's not a faith. But they call it that. You see, they disrespect our way of life. That's what it means. And cultures and faith. They disrespect our cultures and our way of life, they call faith, in the course of evangelization. That's during the time that they are hunting us down and begin to preach their own church doctrine. Affronts to women. I mean, serious disrespect against African women, and the killing of women is reported in the first century, in the first five centuries. They were hunting down the woman and charged them witchcraft. Yes, they charge them with as witches, right? And races and ethnic groups and abuses of the rights of individuals. That is what we are reading in the Bible about New Testament, four gospel, and the epistles, and Jesus' crucifixion, and all that, my friend. It's not true. And if you're having any doubt and want to talk about the way you feel or and be thinking about it, I have a show here. You can come in here and let it all out. Talk about it. For or against. Come on. Let's exchange views. I have the book here, and as long as you can read and you can identify authority of, you know, existence in the world, if you can understand the authority of it from the book, we can talk about it and results of it. But you shouldn't have to live your life under fucking white people. We are not supposed to live our lives under fucking white people. Because AD is not government, and all we need to do is just prove that. Okay? They bring in church. It's not for us. It's for them up in Europe. Okay? And the fact is here for us. It's everywhere. And so, the fact is, hominid is where humanity started. The first humans, and other creatures that walk upright to make simple stone tools. That hominid, that's where the white people's life began, 4 million years ago. Recently, however, archaeologists in Kenya these are the people who straighten out what we don't know, right? Archaeologists dig up the dirt and find the remains of people who live, you know, back in time, and test, you know, what they can read
and get and make sense of what life was. Yes. So recently, however, archaeologists in Kenya have discovered a skull that they believed is from yet another form of hominid. So another form, but doesn't say a different species though, right? So it's as the evolution changes the form of something, it is still the species, but look a little different. The skull may have changed a bit and stuff like that. So they have called it Kenyanthropus pletiops, the flat-faced man of Kenya. Think that it is about 3.5 million years old. Right? So that is like the second hominid remains that they have found. And apparently, tracing the lineage of these white people from that Kenyanthropus pletiops, right, that exists from, say, almost 4 million years ago, 3.5. A second stage in yearly human development. Now, a second stage in early human development occurred. And this is where they are going to now call this Kenyanthropus the second stage of human development, right? A whole bunch of time passed, almost 4 million years, right? So they developed like into a second stage of development in the human experience. Listen what they call this level of human development. The second stage in early human development occurred with the appearance of Homo erectus, upright human being, a species that emerged, the same, that species that we talk about there, emerged around 1.5 million years ago. Homo erectus made use of large and more varied tools. These hominids were the first to leave Africa and move into both Europe and Asia. These are the white people we're talking about. They were able to do so in part because they learned to use fire to keep warm in colder areas. Sound like them to you? Of course that's them. Around 250,000 years ago, third and crucial stage of human development began with the emergence of a new species. Here is the separation coming now. We're not dealing with the Homo erectus anymore now because we've gone into a third stage of human development. And this one is Homo sapiens. So this is like compared to hominid, the base ancestors of the white people, Homo erectus. Okay? So here we have a new species is a third dimension of humanity, not the second like Homo erectus. So this third human elevation development is the Homo sapiens, wise human being. It never said
the Homo erectus was wise human being. He didn't say that. It said they were upright. And later on, you will hear that they were ape-like and the flat-nosed man of Kenya. You see what I mean? That is not said of Homo sapiens. Well, this is the base ancestor of Homo sapiens. Right? That's right. So Homo sapiens is the first human being. So when white people do interbreeding and come now to show off on African people and say that we come from apes, I didn't come from apes, but because we are not activists, good activists, our defense to our own existence. That's why they are doing it. They do, I mean, like shit in our mouth and we eat it. This is what is going on in the world. Can't you see? Because we go to church. We're only honest. I mean, homosexual, they established the church. And we now take the church like it is something good. That's why we think that they are in Israel, I mean, killing us and stealing what we have. And we think it is Jesus come to die for our sins. So it goes on that, yes, Homo sapiens, the first parent of the hybrid people and Neanderthals, are wise human beings. All right? Two distinct subgroups, Neanderthals and Homo sapiens sapiens, both developed from Homo sapiens. Now, my friends, you know, I ain't going to go no further like from right there, because I give you the juice for you to drink. It's from the World History textbook, National Geographic. I just read this from page 21 in this book. This is the early phase of the book that they're giving you basic primary stuff before it go on to more explanation of the world historic existence of people. So now, here is what address not the Neanderthals, but the hybrid Homo sapiens sapiens. This is what it said. The first anatomic prehistory humans, people. Now, they want to say we are modern. We are not modern. We have nothing to do with modern times. The African ethnic people have nothing to do with modern times. Don't let these sodomites pull us down into where they want us. We're not going there, okay? We are reading what is real record now. This book is not playing, and even if I see, like, you know, a bad choice of words that they use here, because they're always trying to, like, shade the account of the African hybrid people, right, as much as they can. However, they want to call us modern people because they want to bungle us up because they interbreed with us and talking like we and them are the same and call us modern man. We are not modern man. What is modern man is what they create with this, I mean, Yam Nile culture sodomites. You see? That represents them. Don't represent us. Okay? Now, so it goes on to say, known, the first anatomical prehistory humans, people who look like us, known as Homo sapiens sapiens. Don't tell me you don't get that right today. Don't tell me you don't get that right today. If you want to be like white people so bad, you can go ahead. But this is what the World History textbook says. And if you want to make up a different story, let's go about with the nonsense. Now, so it goes on to say, these Homo sapiens sapiens, wise human beings, appeared in Africa between 150,000 and 200,000 years ago. You get it? You get it? Yes, and watch now. Recent evidence indicates that they began to spread outside Africa around 100,000 years ago. Now, I tell you something that went ahead of this, because it is telling you 100 years we left and out, right? And what happened while we were leaving? They were interbreeding with our people. And that's what caused the problem, and what they're writing a Bible about the fall, Adam and Eve in a garden. They don't want to this part to be known that they were interbreeding with the African people, so as they were leaving out Africa. They don't want the sippy grass out there. They don't want that to be known. So they write this thing about Adam and Eve in a garden and the fruit. Don't touch the fruit and all this kind of stuff. And the talking serpent. So you see, they come in with talking serpent because what? They interbreed with us and start talking. Without that, they would not be talking. That's why now, this may be the first time you are going to hear an explanation as to about the talking serpent. Because right here in the World History textbook, you get the clue. Where the talking serpent come from in the Bible? Right here in our history. Now, I told you how they start interbreeding and start talk. And that they didn't talk when they interbreed with the Neanderthals. I'm giving it to you. I give it to you. Now, these white people don't have any more reason to tell us that they have AD and Adamani as a government, because that is blown away in the wind. I blow that away in the wind. We have kingship laws to follow. They come and talk about they're making any AD and Adamani to kill black people and to consecrate and to do anything they want to do. That's what the law they say they have, and it's the law of the land. Now, kiss their whatever it is. These guys are full of shit. These white people. When you come down to see it, what else must I say? They're full of shit. And if they have any shame, they begin to pack their bag and go back where they come from, because they have done too much to us, and it's not going to be tolerated, man. Go back up to Kentucky and see what happened up there. And you will know why, since they came into America, tornado begin to frequent and begin to escalate more and more. Look at the, you don't expect any god would blow a wind and do anybody like that, except these are sodomites, that the gods who disrespect the gods, who take control of what the gods does and desecrate it with their sodomite self, and the gods don't want them around. All right? So you see a liquidation intent into the wind that is blowing out there, blowing away these people. It's designed to tell them, you're not needed here, and it's the reason why this place is never going to be in a position to accommodate you. And if you go back and rebuild, this is the last time you're rebuilding. But go back and rebuild again mean that you guys intend to make African people sodomites, and you're not going anywhere. Now, the whole thing is being revealed by this blind man. Yeah, the blind shall see in obscurity. And I'm telling you to get out. I'm telling you that. And if you want to fool yourself, you can fool yourself. Now, I can tell you, my friends, this is the World History textbook here that I have read, Neolithic Revolution. And this book goes on to tell you that in the emergence of civilization at the Mesopotamia, India, Egypt, India, and China, where the African people, civilization, a new social order began. And it began with the rise of civilization, rise of city, growth of government, role of religion, which is what those white people want to call faith. They don't have any right to call our existence any name at all, right? Go back to Europe and go do their thing over there. Don't come here, and no longer is there any
anything to enable them to cloak. Because the world of humanity, and where we all began, it does say humanity started with hominid, and it's them, not Homo sapien. Okay? We are Homo sapien, because the gods mingled their blood with us, and we have the issue for that. They would like to fool us with the Bible. They can't fool us no more. Because we now find in the world history textbook every clue that they try to use and write a Bible and say this stinking nonsense that they write there about a God and creation. They stinking ass. They don't come from a creation like we do. And we are not going to let them come in and shit on us. You see what I mean? Because when they go up there with the plane, we're going to be after them. Knock them down to the ground. And on a bomb, we are carrying aboard of those planes. It's just natural. When they come up there, they see thunderstorm. Okay? And they have all kind of problem to fly them plane. We're going to knock them down to the ground and knock them until we don't see any of them left. You see what I mean? Because what? We come to know who we are created in their image and likeness, and you are done. You fucking ass white people, go back where you come from. Because there's no let up now. We don't want you around. You want us to be fuckers of ass? No. No. And if you catch some idiots, and they want to go with you, go make their fucking ass. All right, that's... Go, because nobody's going to miss them. Not a single soul would miss them. If you don't want what's good, well, we'll take what you want. Right? Go with them. But I'm telling you, we don't want no honest fuckers in none of our territories, because we were not created with that. We get this invasion of you guys who think, it is nice to lick ass and fuck ass and all that. We're not into that. And you are ordered to leave. That's all. Leave. And leave our territories alone. Never put foot back here. That's all there is to it. Now, just this last clause here, and I have to go to my next segment, right? Which will not be long, and I have, not too far to go here. All right. The role of religion. Important religious developments also characterized the new urban civilizations. People leaving the village life and coming now to a higher level of life. And it says, all of these urban civilizations, all of them civilized, characteristic urban civilization, all of them develop the order of rituals. They call it religions. All of them develop these situations to explain. It's like a school, a teaching situation. They develop these places, accommodations, to explain the workings of the forces of nature. This is what the gods represent. And there is no spiritual type of thing to this, for like receiving the Holy Ghost. It's not like that. It's plain and simple that the gods that came here are supernatural beings. They're not natural beings like who they created or any you know, of the hominids, human beings. Gods are superior, supernatural beings. They're not like us. They only make us like them. I mean, we hybrid, I mean. Because they give us their blood, but they don't give us all of that great intellect and abilities exactly like, you know, we do what they do, but they're way beyond us. But they give us the civilized status of human beings that would take these white people. They come interbreed, but for them to speak like we do, go through a natural process, it would take them like many hundreds of thousands of years or millions of years, if indeed nature was going to make them a civilized humans to look like us here today, right? So what I'm trying to say to you is that position that we are in as hybrid people, we must understand that who we are, children of the gods who they created. But when we turn aside, there's nothing they can do to us. There's nothing they can do besides let us perish. Okay? But they love those of us who are willing to live orderly and good life and rule by king. You know, because that's kingship government where they come from, and they brought it here. Well, they didn't. They're just a part of their civilization that they brought here and to do things here and mission, you know, gold mission and do other things here. You see, all of what they have done here, everywhere you go. Of them develop religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of our own existence. Two things that must be taught to us. We must know about the workings of the forces of the gods and who they are. Zeus, the man who sparked the thunder and lightning. They do different things. They are not like us. So African people must know the superiority of their existence. Not out there talking about who shall abound above, hallelujah, and all them kind of a whole bunch of faggot nonsense that talk about the day of Pentecost. Those are not our stuff. And it's the reason why you have so many African people now. They have split up and will not even respect their own people who come to see the light. And guess what? They write it in the Bible that Jesus was not going to send peace on earth. But he was going to, split up people and make people don't have any peace at all. But the prophet says, come a king, a prince of peace, right? And a judge. And none of that doesn't happen. And yet still, we are so fearful that we think that the prophecy fulfilled already. But Jesus is coming back to sit as king. Those kind of a confusion, my friend. It's brain disorder. Okay? Now, read and follow the word. It says here, gods and goddesses. Gods and goddesses were often believed to be crucial to a community's success. To win their favor, priests supervised rituals aimed at pleasing them. This gave the priests special power and made them very important people. Rulers also claimed that their power was based on divine approval, meaning the power was given to them. And some rulers claim to be divine. Well, what is the context of being divine? If it is working under the mandate given to you, well, it may be appropriate, but just to say you're divine, proper rulers would not seek to go out of the established formula. And so,
it goes on to the new social order, leaving the village establishment and gone to a higher structural way of living. My friends, in general terms, culture of a people, listen when it comes to civilization now, the culture of a people is the way of life that they follow. Now, where do African hybrid people follow the same way of life like the hominid people? Where do you see? They couldn't talk. They interbreed before they talk. How do we follow the same way like them? How they follow us? As we have seen, early human beings formed small groups that developed a simple culture that enabled them to survive. My friends, look in the history book. It has nothing to do with these 1.5 million years that these homosexuals live in Europe and are nothing else. Now that they have done this transformation of interbreeding with the third and even higher, because the Neanderthals are the third humanity. They don't have any business to be, flirting with the third humans, because they are at most the highest second development humanity, and they can only make stone tools. They can't talk, right? But they look to get in a higher class of humanity. We who are hybrid, higher than the Neanderthals. We come from Homo sapiens. But they are not Homo sapiens. They are just Neanderthals. We are Homo sapiens. Okay? They don't have anything to do with us. Right? But they're coming in and exercising all this dominance over us. No. It's done away with now, because they didn't think we would be able to read enough to understand better than them. We are far beyond them. And they must also know now, be careful, because we have the presence and the protection of the gods. They can fool around with whatever, because, I'm not going to buy no weapon and stuff like that to protect myself from them, because I know I don't need to, because, you know, they can wipe themselves out by just making one bad exacerbated act than what they have done already. This is a new time. What I am saying now, it's not like what these other guys before was talking, because they were not going into the history and use the authority. The authority will invoke the forces that wipe them out. Talk the real thing. Behave the way you're supposed to behave, right? Let the gods be pleased, and they will do the rest for us. But nothing is going to happen to us besides devastation all the time, because we don't follow what the gods tell us. All right? So, there you go. Let's turn to the next phase and wrap it up. Last Sunday sermon, talking about the last Sunday sermon of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., why it is not civilized. Why the sermon that he gave is not a civilized sermon. If that was a civilized sermon, we wouldn't be here talking today. We wouldn't be here talking what I am talking. I wouldn't be talking that. If Martin Luther King, as a matter of fact, who gave him the title of a doctor? Our king, you know, who gave him? No, king is his name, right? But his name, the reverend, who gave him that title? Are the white man there? Is the church A.D. Anno Domini title he has as a reverend? A PhD. Okay? All right. All right. What he says is something else now, right? Last Sunday, sermon of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and why it is not a civilized message. There is no certified world history citation. Right? No world history citation in his sermon. For context of the Elohim God's established sovereign kingship government. He don't speak of that. He doesn't. So if you're not speaking what constitutes civilized kingship government, you're not speaking a civilized information. Over civilized orderly society. He's not speaking to our orderly civilized society. So regardless of what people may think about Martin Luther King and the things that he said, and he was nonviolent and stuff like that, he still was far off key. And some people might say, well, you know, why do you think he's, you know, above the level of Dr. Martin Luther King? Everybody know that. Everybody go to church. Everybody go to church are idiots. So was I. So I'm not being unfair. I'm telling you the truth that the white people never leave us alone. They didn't make no attempt to leave us alone. And right now they say they're going up to the moon and everywhere. Dr. Martin Luther King was not much of a help, anything concerning what the white people are different from. Well, it's just that it's not like Africa that sell us to them. He was more defending us, yes, but he was not a good defender because he belonged to the church, you know, the schizophrenic church. You see what I mean? And then when you hear about the way he was living, he wasn't even living the pure kind of life based on report, if it's true. But beside all of that, I'm just dealing not with whatever his life may be, although it's important, but I'm not dwelling upon that. I'm dwelling upon what he said, that he wasn't speaking the civilized message of the gods to protect who were being victimized by the sodomites. You see what I mean? So he helped them. He helped them more than how he helped the black people, though that was not his intention. I don't think so. All right. King honored the white men church. Yes. Holy Spirit. You believe in that? There's no Holy Spirit in the church because we don't have any prehistory record of the church and the thing the church does. Okay? We don't have no precedents for the church and Holy Spirit. None at all. Because he's honoring the lies in the Bible about Adam and Eve in the garden. And a God in a garden about Adam and Eve. Those things are ignoramus, foolishness. If King had good sense, you see, that's where he would go. He didn't. He followed the church and the idiots in church, deacons and evangelists and all this kind of thing. So they followed up killing him. You see what I mean? Because he had absolutely no protection but the protection they, sodomites, offered him. You see what I mean? This is exactly what happened. There was no divine energy guarding a church reverend. And look at these other guys that call themselves reverends. You see the same thing. You see what I mean? Somebody might, they might not be black activists and stuff like that. But look at them. I mean, Paul Crouch was a sodomite. And he had the satellite beaming all out around the world, carrying the church message. And he's a sodomite. You see what I mean? And these other guys, Kenneth Copeland and Criflo Dollar and P.D. Jakes and all of these, Oral Roberts thing and all that. All of these people are controlled by the evil spirits, man. So it goes on. There was no divine energy guarding a church reverend. There is no thing, because all of them are and gone with all these kind of stuff. That's what they do in all of the church. It's the white people that make up the church and then start talking. He have to reject. He has to reject uncivilized Bible. You see? He must reject the uncivilized Bible. If he doesn't do that, he's roast. He's toast. He has to reject the uncivilized Bible, Adam and Eve, before speaking for the Lord Elohim. He has to. You know? There is darkness inside of that man's mind and heart, man. So it hurts, but this is exactly what it is. Dr. King, this is the last Sunday sermon of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He delivered his final Sunday sermon on March 31st, 1968, from the Canberra pulpit at the Cathedral Church of St. Peter and St. Paul in the city of DOC of Washington, commonly known as Washington National Cathedral. 3101 Wisconsin Avenue, Northwest, Washington District, Columbia, United States of America. You see that? You see what King was in the church that belonged to these white faggot people? They're the one who make up Christianity. Nobody else did. He doesn't know anything about BC era and polytheism. That's not what the man he represented. And it's the reason why these white people are so secure that black people never find them out to be criminals, but yet still they know that they are in a lot of ways. I it's funny because they make up church and stuff like that. Well, it's like black people just make a distinction between them being criminal and them being Christian too. Everything mix up. In his sermon, he refers to God. Which God? The God of the sodomite God in the Bible. A spirit God. Psalms 133. What is that? It's a whole bunch of sodomite stuff. You see what I mean? And there's no Elohim God that listened to Dr. King. You see what I mean? The Gospel of St. Matthew 25. All them scripture in my quote, him should have discerned long time said them your foolishness. 25, 31, 46. The Gospel of St. Luke 16, 19, 31. And the Book of Revelation 21, 5. You know what I mean? All of them are something. All right. It is Erectus Mute, Europe's fake Emperor Constantine Bible, Spirit God created Adam and Eve, sin for African, not divine, prehistoric
prehistory. Prehistory relevant to the hybrid Homo sapiens sapiens. Nothing he said offers not even one spark of positive energy to the African people. So African people are still left into the white people and to do whatever they want to do with it, just as Africans did turn us over to them. And nobody would come to speak the truth to create a difference. And all it takes is one person who is just barely seeing through obscurity to talk the truth. And that truth would do something completely different from the Dear Dr. King. One of the opinions most persistently and widely held among American evangelicals today is that America had essentially Christian origin. You hear that? No Christian object to that. No African people object to that statement. They rest heavily on an appeal to the Puritan heritage, the Fagot heritage. That's it. As the most influential Reformation tradition shaping American culture. And what is American culture? Elohim, the gods. Okay? That's what the people before them, that's what they were. The fact is, the Puritans were the forerunners of today's kingdom dominion reconstructionist teaching. You hear that? Christianity. What are we seeing? The Puritans believed that they were carrying to America through Christianity as decreed by the Son of my God. When they say, I was walking in a garden and make heaven on earth. Especially as written in the Old Testament. And, you know, that is what I have to say today. Oh, Lord of mercy. My friends, I wish you well, and you take good care of yourself, and I will say this.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long. And soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start to fall. And soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves too far.